Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Lakshanam. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Bhajanam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Lakshanam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Bhajanam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
主 Krishna, 请保护我，请联系我。
O Lord Rama, descend of King Rahu, please protect me.
主 Rama, 拉合王国王的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, Kesha, killer Keshi demon, please maintain me.
Krishna, Kesha, Keshi 魔的屠者，请联系我。
So before we begin, we want to.Hear what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said in the Sri Caitanya Chichamrita.
在开始之前呢，我们先看一下是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在 Sri Caitanya Chichamrita 里面他怎么说呢？
He says that the pastime of the bewilderment of Lord Brahma and his subsequent purification frees us from the cultivation of fruitive activities and speculative knowledge.
那么他说主 Brahma 的这种被迷惑以及受到净化就能够让我们从推敲的这个知识当中得到解脱。
It also rectifies the offense of disrespecting the Lord's Madhurya feature in favor of his Aishvarya feature.
同时呢也能够将我们从这个主的 Madhurya 这个或者 Aishvarya 这个特征当中受到也能得到净化。
Krishna
book begins. 那么这
Krishna book 就开始了。Sukadeva Goswami was very much encouraged when Maharaj Pariksit asked him why the cowherd boys did not discuss the death of Agasura until 1 year after it passed.
当 Maharaj Pariksit 询问 Sukadeva Goswami 为什么这一牧牛童要直到过了一年之后才开始讨论这个阿嘎苏拉的死亡。那么，当他们这样问的时候，苏克迪瓦格斯瓦米非常受到鼓舞。
He explained, "My dear King, you are making the subject matter of the transcendental pastimes of Krishna fresher by your inquisitiveness."
他就如下解释的，他说：“我亲爱的国王，那么你把这个。”通过你的这种好奇，你让我们对 Krishna 的这个超人逍遥时光这一主题变得更为有趣，更为新鲜。
It is said that it is the nature of a devotee to constantly apply his mind, energy, words, ears, etc. in hearing and chanting about Krishna.
据说奉献者的本性就是不断的让他的心意、他的经历、他的语言、耳朵等等用来聆听和唱诵关于 Krishna 的知识。
This is called Krishna consciousness, and for one who is wrapped in hearing and chanting about Krishna, the subject matter never becomes dry or old.
那么这就被称为 Krishna 知觉。对于一个专注全神贯注的聆听和唱诵 Krishna 的人，这一主题永远也不会变得枯燥或者变得陈旧。
That is the significance of transcendental subject matter in contrast to material subject matter.
那么这就是超人的主题相对于物质主题来说，这个超人主题的重要性所在。
Material subject matter becomes stale. One cannot bear a certain subject for a long time. He wants to change.
物质的主题它会变得枯燥无味，它会变得陈旧。一个人他如果长期去听这样一个主题的话，他就不可能他不可能长期这样听下去，他会想要得到改变。
As far as transcendental subject matter is concerned, it is called Nitya Nava Nava Yamana.
但是呢，超然的主题呢，它就被称为 Nitya Nava Nava Yamana.
This means that one can go on chanting and hearing about the Lord and never feel tired, but remain fresh and eager to hear more and more.
他的意思呢，就是一个人可以不断的去聆听和唱诵关于主的主题，永远不会感到疲惫， 而他越来越听的越听的越多，他会变得他会一直保持新鲜，并且非常渴望去听。
It is the duty of the spiritual master to disclose all confidential subject matter to the inquisitive and sincere disciple.
灵性导师他有这样一个责任，向他的好奇以及真诚的门徒去揭示这个主题所有的机密的主题。
Thus, Sukadeva Goswami began to explain that the killing of Agasura was not discussed until 1 year had passed.
接下来，舒克德瓦格松就开始解释为什么的关于杀死阿格苏拉这一活动是直到一年之后才开始被讨论的。
舒克德瓦格松told the king, "Now hear of this secret with attention."
舒克德瓦格苏阿米就告诉国王说：“现在你专注的来聆听这一秘密。”
After saving his friends from the mouth of Agasura and killing the demon.Lord Krishna brought his friends to the bank of the Jamuna.
那么当主 Krishna 把他的朋友们从阿格苏拉的嘴里面拯救出来，并且杀死恶魔之后，他就把他的这些朋友们带到了杨木岛的河岸。
He addressed them as follows.
他对
他的朋友说
道
：“Okay.
Sorry. Yes.”
My dear friend, just see how this spot is very nice for taking lunch and playing on the soft sandy dune bank.
他就对他们这样说的，他说：“我亲爱的朋友们，你们看看这个地方非常适合于吃午餐，并且在这，在这柔和的那个充满沙子的杨木的河岸玩耍。”
You can see how the lotus flowers in the water are beautifully blown and how they distribute the fragrance all around.
你看看水，你们可以看看水中的莲花，绽放的非常美丽，而且他们把他们的芳香四处播放，四处散发。
The chirping of the birds along with the cooing of the peacocks, surrounded by the whisper of the leaves in the trees, combine and present sound vibrations that echo one another.
鸟儿的叫声以及孔雀的叫声。以及周围还有树叶的窃窃私语声，再加上这所有就在场的所有的声音结合在一起，然后互相呼应。
And this just enriches the beautiful scenery created by the trees here.
那么这一切呢，让这里这树制造的这美丽的景色变得更为丰满。
Let us have our lunch in this spot because it is already late. We are feeling hungry.
那么现在天色已晚，而且我们大家都感到饥饿了，所以呢，我们就在这个地方来一起吃午餐吧。
Let the calves remain near us and let them drink water from the Jamuna.
我们就让这些牛犊们就在我们附近就待着就行了，然后呢，让他们去喝杨木岛河岸的水，河里的水。
While we engage in our lunch taking, the calves may age in eating the soft grasses that are in this spot.
那么当我们在吃午餐的时候呢，我们就可以让这些牛犊们，在这个地方去吃这些柔嫩的青草。
On hearing this proposal from Krishna, all the boys became very glad and said, "Certainly, let us all sit down here to take our lunch."
那么听到 Krishna 这个提议，所有的男孩子们都非常的高兴的说。当然可以，那我们就都坐下来一起吃午餐吧。
They then let loose the cows to eat the soft grass.
然后呢，他们就把这牛犊们放开了，让他们去吃柔嫩的青草。
Sitting down on the ground and keeping Krishna in the center, they began to open their lunch boxes brought from home.
然后他们就坐在地上，并且把 Krishna 安放在中央，他们开始打开。各自从家里带来的午餐盒。
Lord Sri Krishna was seated in the center of the circle, all the boys kept their faces toward him.
主 Sri Krishna 就坐在整个圆圈的中央，所有的男孩子们眼睛，所有的人都转向他。
They ate and constantly enjoyed seeing the Lord face to face.
他们这样就开始吃起午餐来。并且非常不断的去享受着跟主面对面的坐在一起。
Krishna appeared to be in the world of a lotus flower, and the boy surrounding him appeared to be his different petals.
主 Krishna 就好像是莲花的这个中央，而这些围着他们的围着他的男孩子们呢，就好像所谓的花瓣。
The boys collected flowers, leaves of flowers, and the bark of trees, and placed their lunch on it.
那这男孩子们就采集了一些鲜花以及鲜花的叶子还有一些树皮然后把各自的这个午餐就放在他们上面
Then they began to eat their lunch keeping company with Krishna
然后他们就开始、跟陪伴着 Krishna 一起开始吃起午餐了
While taking lunch each boy began to manifest different kinds of relations with Krishna and they enjoyed each other's company with joking words
当他们这样荣耀午餐的时候呢，这些孩子们就开始展示出跟 Krishna 的各种不同的关系，并且用开玩笑的话语享受着彼此的陪伴。
While Lord Krishna was thus enjoying lunch with his friends, his flute was pushed within the belt of his cloth on his right side.
那么当主 Krishna 这样跟朋友们一起享受午餐的时候，他的这个笛子就被推进他的这个腰带里面，然后在他的这个衣服的腰带里面，在他就是他右边的衣服的腰带。
His bugle and cane were pushed on the left side of his cloth.
那么他的这个棍子啊之类的，这个牛角啊、牛号啊之类的，就被挤到或者推到他的衣服的左边。
In his left palm, he was holding a lump of food prepared with yogurt.Butter, rice, and pieces of fruit salad, which could be seen through his petal-like finger joints.
那么在他的左手的手掌里面呢，他就抓着用酸奶、奶油、米饭，还有几片那个水果色拉。他手里就这个像莲花般的手指里面就都可以看得见的，这样抓着一盆食物。
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who accepts the results of all great sacrifices, was laughing and joking, enjoying lunch with his friends in Vrindavan.
至尊人格守神他接受着所有的巨大的祭祀的结果，这样呢他就一边大笑一边开着玩笑去享，并且享受着 Vrindavan， 跟他朋友 Vrindavan 的朋友一起享受着午餐。
And thus the scene was being observed by demigods from heaven.
那么天上的天堂的半神人就看着这个一切景象。
As for the boys, they were simply enjoying transcendental bliss in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
至于这些男孩子们呢，他们只是就不断的享受着，至尊人格守神陪伴的这种超人的喜乐。
At that time, the calves that were pasturing nearby entered into the deep forest.Allured by new grasses and gradually went out of sight.
就在这个时候呢，这个牛犊们他们就被，他们正在周围，然后他们就走，周围的这些牛犊们就走入了密林深处，他们因受这些新鲜的这些草的诱惑，慢慢的消失，从这些男孩子们的视野当中消失了。
When the boys saw that the calves were not nearby, they became afraid for their safety.
那么当这些男孩子们看到这个牛犊们都不在附近了，所以他们就为他们的安全开始担心了。
They immediately cried out, Krishna.
他们立即就开始大声呼唤 Krishna.
Krishna is the killer, fear personified.
Krishna 是恐惧的人格代表的屠杀者。
Everyone is afraid of fear personified, but fear personified is afraid of Krishna.
每个人都会害怕这个恐惧的人格代表，但是这个恐惧的人格代表却害怕 Krishna.
By crying out the word Krishna, the boys at once transcended a fearful situation.
通过呼唤 Krishna 这个词，这些男孩子们立即就超越了这种恐惧的处境。
Out of his great affection.Krishna did not want his friends to give up their pleading lunch engagement and go searching for the calves.
那么出于他的这种强烈的爱，那么 Krishna 不想要他的这些朋友们放下这么让人那么这让人愉快的午餐而去寻找牛犊。
He therefore said, "My dear friends, you need not interrupt your lunch."
他就说道，我亲爱的朋友们，你不需要打断你们的午餐。
Go on and join. I am going personally to find calves.
你们就继续享受吧，我亲自去寻找这些牛犊。
Thus Lord Krishna, still carrying the lump of yogurt and rice preparation in his left hand, immediately started to search out the calves in the caves and bushes.
所以呢，主 Krishna 手他的左手里面仍然还抓着这一捧这个牛奶酸奶饭做的这一捧食物。然后立即出发就去寻到那些山洞和丛林里面去寻找牛犊。
He searched mountain holes in the forest, but nowhere could he find them.
他找遍了所有的山洞以及所有的森林，但是就是找不到这些牛犊。
At the time when Agassur was killed and the demigods were looking on the incident with great surprise, Brahma, who was born of a lotus flower,growing out of the navel of Vishnu also came to see.
那么当阿格苏拉被杀的时候呢，这一半神人们他们都非常惊奇的来看着这一事件的发生。那么而这一位从主维士的肚脐的长出来的莲花里面生出来的布拉玛也来观看。
He was surprised how a little boy like Krishna could act so wonderfully.
他非常惊讶，一个像 Krishna 这样的一个小男孩，居然能够这样奇妙的行动。
Although he was informed that the little cowherd boy was the supreme personality of God, he wanted to see more of the Lord's glorious pastimes.
虽然说他已经得到通知，这一个小小的牧牛童男孩就是至尊人的守神。但是呢，他仍然想要看到更多的主的荣耀逍遥。
Thus he stole the calves and cowherd boys and took them to a different place.
所以呢，他就偷去了所有的牛犊和牧牛童，并且把他们带去了一个不同的地方。
Lord Krishna, therefore, in spite of searching for the calves, could not find them.
所以呢，主 Krishna 虽然不断四处寻找牛犊，却找不到他们。
He even lost his boyfriends on the bank of the Yamuna, where they had been taking their lunch.
甚至还失去了在亚穆纳河边荣耀去吃午餐的他的那些男朋友们。
In the form of a cowboy, Lord Krishna was very little in comparison to Brahma.
那么，当 Krishna 主 Krishna 处在这样一个牧牛童的这样一个形象当中，那相比于主 Brahma 来说是非常小的。
But because he is the supreme personality of God, he can immediately understand that all the calves and boys had been stolen by Brahma.
但是呢，因为他就是至尊人格守神，所以他立即就明白了，这所有的牛犊和牧牛童们都被主 Brahma 所偷去了。
Krishna thought, Brahma has taken away all the boys and calves.
Krishna 心想 ，Brahma 已经带走了所有的男孩和牛犊们。
How can I alone return to Vrindavan?
那我怎么可能独自回到 Vrindavan 呢？
The mother will be afraid.
那些母亲们会非常悲伤的。
Therefore, in order to satisfy the mothers of his friends, as well as to convince Brahma of the supremacy of the supreme personality of God, he immediately extended himself as a cowherd boy and calves.
所以呢，为了去满足他的朋友们。朋友们的母亲，并且说服主 Brahma， 他作为至尊人格守神的这种至尊地位，他立即就把自己扩展为所有的牧牛童和牛犊们。
In the Vedas, it is said that the supreme personality of God has already expanded himself into so many living entities by his energy.
伟达经里面说到，至尊人格守神已经把自己扩展为这么多的通过他的能量把自己扩展为这么多的生物体。
Therefore, it was not very difficult for him to expand himself again into so many boys and calves.
所以呢，让他自己再把自己扩展为这么多的男孩子和牛犊们来说，并不困难。
He expanded himself to become exactly like the boys who were all different features of facial and body construction.
他将自己扩展出来，跟那些男孩子们一模一样。他们都有各自不同的特征，不同的脸色和躯体的构架。
They were also different in their clothing and ornaments and in their behavior and personal activities.
而且他们的服装、他们的首饰、他们的行为以及各自的这些行动都是不同的。
In other words, although each boy, being an individual soul, had entirely different tastes, activities, and behavior, Krishna exactly expanded himself into all the different positions of the individual boys.
换言之，虽然每一个人作为个体灵魂，他们都有完全不同的品味、活动和行为，但是 Krishna 却将自己扩展为自所有每一个男孩子们的不同的地位、不同的位置。
He also became the calves, who were also different sizes, colors, and activities.
同时呢，他自己也变成这所谓的牛犊，他们有各自不同的大小、颜色和活动。
This was possible because everything is an expansion of Krishna's energy.
这是可能的，因为万事万物一切都是 Krishna 能量的扩展。
In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, "Parasha Brahma Shakti."
在 Vishnu Purana 里面说到 "Parasha Brahmana Shakti."
Whatever we actually see in the cosmic manifestation, be it matter or the activities of the living entities, is simply expansion of the energies of Lord as heat and light.Are the different expansions of fire.
也就是说，我们在宇宙展示当中看到的一切，不管是物质的，还是生物体，不管是物质还是生物体的活动，这一切都是主能量的扩展，就好像光和热是火的不同扩展一样。
Thus expanding himself as the boys and calves in their individual capacities.And surrounded by such expansions of himself, Krishna entered the village of Vrindavan.
那么 Krishna 呢，就把自己扩展为这所有的这些男孩子们，按照他们就是按照这些男孩和牛犊们各自不同的能力，将他们扩展，将他自己扩展成为他们，并且在这样的所有扩展的围绕当中呢 ，Krishna 就进入了 Vrindavan 的村庄。
The residents had no knowledge of what happened.
这些居民们对所发生的一切一无所知。
After entering the village of Vrindavan, all the calves entered their respective cowsheds, and all the boys went to their respective mothers and homes.
那么，当他们走进Vrindavan村庄之后呢，所有的牛犊们就进入了各自的牛棚，所有的男孩呢也走进了他们的母亲和各自的母亲和家里面。
The mothers of the boys heard the vibration of their flutes before their entrance. To receive them, they came out of their homes and embraced them.
那么这些男孩的母亲呢，当他们听到他们的笛声的这个震动之后呢，在他们走进来之前听到他们的笛音之后呢，他们就走出各自的家庭，并且来迎接和拥抱他们。
And out of maternal affection, milk was flowing from their breasts, and they allowed the boys to drink it.
那么出于他们这强烈的母爱，他们的奶水都从他们的从他们的乳房里面流淌出来，并且允许这男孩子们去喝他的奶汁。
However, their offering was not exactly to their boys, but to the Supreme Personality of God, who expanded himself into such boys.
事实上，但是他们的这种供奉并不是对他们自己儿子，而是对于至尊。而是对于已经将自己扩展为这些男孩的至尊人格守神本源的供奉。
This was a chance for all the mothers of Vrindavan to be the Supreme Personality of God with their own milk.
这事实上是一个机会，让 Vrindavan 所谓的母亲都能用自己的奶去为至尊人格守神。
Therefore, not only did Lord Krishna give Yashoda the chance to feed him.But this time, he gave the chance to all the other gopis.
所以呢，主 Krishna 不仅仅是给亚修达给了亚修达，喂他的机会，并且呢，他也同时这一次呢，他也把这个机会给了所有其他的年长的牧牛女们。
All the boys dealt with their mothers as usual.
那么，所有的男孩子们一如既往呢，跟他们的母亲打交流。
And the lovers also, on the approach of evening, bathed their respective children, decorated them with tealock and ornaments, and gave them necessary food after the day's labor.
而对所谓的母亲也是如此，当夜幕降临的时候，他们就给自己各自的孩子沐浴，用给他们装饰提拉克和首饰，并且在当他们这男孩子们一天劳动之后，给予他们必要的食物。
The cows went to the way in the pasturing ground, returned in the evening, and called their respective calves.
而这些奶牛们，这些一天都在外面是牧放的这些奶牛们也。在黄昏回到家里，并且去奶牛们也去呼唤自己各自的牛主。
The calves immediately came to their mothers, and the mothers began to lick the bodies of the calves.
这些牛主们立即就来到自己的母亲面前，而这些母亲呢，则开始去舔他们牛主的身体。
These relations of cows and goats with their calves and boys remained unchanged.Although actually the original calves and boys were not there.
虽然说原初的那些牛犊和男孩子们已经并不在场，但是呢，这些牛犊和奶牛，还有男孩子们和牧牛女们之间的这种交流却没有改变。
Actually, the cows' affection for the calves and the older goats' affection for the boys causelessly increased.
事实上，这些奶牛对他们牛犊的爱，以及这些年长的牧牛女们对男孩子们的爱，他们毫无缘无故的就是增加了。
Their affection increased naturally, even though the calves and boys are not their offspring.
虽然说这些牛犊和这些男孩子们并不是他们的后代，但是呢，他们对他们的爱却自然而然得到了增加。
Although the cows and elder gopis of Vrindavan had greater affection for Krishna than for their own offspring, after this incident, their affection for their offspring increased unlimitedly, exactly as it did for Krishna.
虽然说Vrindavan 的奶牛和年长的牧牛女们对于 Krishna 的爱超过了对于自己后代的爱，但是呢，在这个情况之后，在这一事件之后呢，他们对自己的后代的这种爱，却无限制的得到了增加，就好像对 Krishna 的爱一样得到了增加。
For 1 year continuously, Krishna expanded himself. Krishna himself expanded as the calves, the cowherd boys, and was present in the pasture down.
那么在整整的一年当中呢 ，Krishna 就不断的把自己。就一直把自己扩展了这些牛犊和这些牧牛童们，并且也在这所谓的牧牛场地。
As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's expansion is situated in everyone's heart as a super soul.
就好像国家梵歌所说的 ，Krishna 的扩展作为超灵居住在每一个人心中。
Similarly, instead of expanding himself as a super soul, he expanded himself as a portion of caste.And cowherd boys for one continuous year.
那么，同样的，他这个时候他不是暂时将自己扩展为超灵，而是在整整的一年，他将自己扩展为这些牛犊和牧牛童的一部分。
One day, a few days before a year had passed, Krishna Balaram maintained the calves in the forest when they saw some cows grazing on the top of Govardhan Hill.
那么在一年过整整的一年过去之后的这个几天之前，那么 Krishna 和 Balarama 就在森林里面在看这些牛犊们，这个时候呢他们就看到了哥瓦丹的山上的一些这些看到了哥瓦丹的山顶的一些奶牛在上面吃草。
The cows could see down to the valley where the cows were being taken care of by the boys.
那么，这些奶牛们就能看到在峡谷里面有这些牛犊们在被男孩子们所受到男孩子们的照顾。
Suddenly, on sighting the calves, the cows began to run toward them.
那么，当这些奶牛们看到牛犊之后的时候呢，他们突然就向他们冲了过去。
They leaped downhill with joined front and rear legs.
他们就四腿和并拢向跳过了这个山，跳下了山。
The cows were so melted with affection for the calves that they did not care about the rough path from the top of Govardhan Hill down to the pasturing ground.
那这些牛，这些牧牛们出于对他们这些母牛出于对他们牛犊的这种强烈的爱的融化，他们甚至都不在乎从格瓦丹的山顶跳下去的这个跳下到这个牧牛场地的这种崎岖不平的山路。
They approached the calves with their milk bags full of milk, and they raised their tails upwards.
他们的这个奶袋里面装满充满了牛奶，走进了这个牛犊们，并且还他们的这个尾巴也卷了起来。
When they were coming down the hill, their milk bags were pouring milk on the ground out of intense maternal affection for the calves, although they were not their own calves.
虽然说这些牛犊们并不是他们亲生的这些牛犊，但是呢，他们仍然出于对他们强烈的母爱，他们的这些牛，他们的这个奶袋里面，就出于这个牛，就是强烈的母爱，他们的奶袋里面从他们这个他们的牛奶从奶袋里面就洒了出来。
These cows had their own calves, and the cows that were grazing beneath Govardhan Hill were larger. They were not expected to drink milk directly from the milk bag, but were satisfied with the grass.
事实上，这些奶牛们都有各自的牛犊，而这些牛就是在格瓦丹的山下的牛犊呢，已经更为大一些。这个时候，他们应该不再是直接从奶袋里面吸奶，而是因为吃青草，就从吃青草就得到满足了。
Yet all the cows came immediately and began to lick their bodies, and the calves also began to suck milk from the milk bags.
但是呢，所有的这些奶牛，他们立即就开始去舔他们的身体，而这些牛犊呢，也开始从这奶袋里面开始去吸奶。
There appeared to be a great bond of affection between the cows and calves.
这些奶牛和牛犊之间，突然似乎有一种强烈的连接，爱的连接。
When cows are running down from the top of Govardhan Hill, the men who were taking care of them tried to stop them.
那么当这些奶牛们试图从山顶那么跑下去的时候，这些看管奶牛的这男子们试图去阻止他们。
Older cows are taken care of by the men, and the calves are taken care of by the boys.
通常情况下是由男子们照顾奶牛，由这小孩子们照顾牛犊。
As far as possible, the calves are kept separate from the cows so that the calves do not drink all the available milk.
通常情况，他们会尽可能把牛犊和奶牛分开了，这样的牛犊就不会把所有的可得的牛奶都吸光。
Therefore, the men who were taking care of the cows on the top of Govardhan Hill tried to stop them, but they failed.
所以呢，在格瓦丹的山顶的这些男子们，他们就照顾这些母牛的男子们就试图阻止这些奶牛，但是他们却没法阻止他们。
Baffled by their failure, they were feeling ashamed and angry.
因为他们的努力，这种努力被失败之后呢，他们感觉到又是羞愧又是愤怒。
They were very unhappy when they came down and saw their children taking care of the calves.They all of a sudden became very affectionate toward the children.
他们非常不高兴，但是呢，当他们下了山之后呢，看到他们的孩子们都在照顾牛犊，突然之间，他们对这些孩子们又充满了爱。
It was very astonishing.
这一切让人非常的震惊。
Although the men came down disappointed, baffled, and angry, as soon as they saw their own children, their hearts melted with great affection.
虽然说这一切的男，虽然这些男子们下来的时候又是失望，又是沮丧，又是愤怒，但是当他们一看到自己的孩子，他们的心立即在巨大的爱中得到了融化。
At once, their anger, dissatisfaction, and unhappiness disappeared.
他们的愤怒、不满以及不快立即消失了。
It began to show paternal affection.For the children, and with great affection, they lifted them in their arms and embraced them.
他们立即就向他们自己的孩子展示了父爱，而且在巨大的爱中，他们把这些孩子们举了起来，并且拥抱他们。
They began to smell the children's heads, enjoy their company with great happiness.
他们就开始去闻这些孩子的头，并且带着巨大的喜乐去享受他们的陪伴。
After embracing their children, the men took the cows back to the top of the Jordan Hill.
那么当他们这些男子们拥抱了自己的孩子之后呢，又把这些奶牛们带回了哥瓦丹的山顶。
Along the way, they began to think of their children, and affectionate tears fell from their eyes.
当他们这样沿路行走的时候，他们就开始想着各自的孩子，那么这种充满爱的泪水充盈着他们的眼睛，从他们眼里面流了下来。
When Balaram saw this extraordinary exchange of affection between the cows and the calves, and between the fathers and their children, he began to wonder why this extraordinary thing had happened.
那么当巴拉拉玛看到这些牛、奶牛和牛犊，以及父子，以及这些父亲和孩子们之间的这种爱心交流，他就开始想，这样不同寻常的事怎么可能发生？
He was astonished to see all the residents of Vrindavan so affectionate to their own children, exactly as they had been to Krishna.
那么他看到 Vrindavan 这所有的居民对自己的孩子是如此充满爱，就好像他们对 Krishna 的爱这样一样，他就非常的震惊。
Similarly, the cows had grown affectionate to the calves as much as to Krishna.
同样的，这所谓的奶牛们对他们的，对他们的牛犊的爱也在不断的增长，就好像他们爱 Krishna 一样。
Balaram therefore concluded that the extraordinary show of affection was something mystical, either performed by the demigods or by some powerful man.
所以呢，巴拉拉玛就做出了结论说，这一切爱的展示是非常不同寻，这种不同寻常的爱的展示是很神秘的，要不就是半神，要不就是有一些有力量的人物做出来的事情。
Otherwise, how could this wonderful change take place?
否则的话，这么奇妙的改变怎么可能发生呢？
They concluded that this mystical change must have been caused by Krishna, whom Balaram considered his worshipful personality of Godhead.
所以呢，他就做出结论，这一神秘的改变肯定是 Krishna 引起的，因为 Balarama 认为把 Krishna 视为他值得崇拜的人格首身。
He thought it was arranged by Krishna. Even I could not check his mystic power.
他就心里就想到，这肯定是鬼。这是 Krishna 做出的安排，连我都无法制止他的神秘力量。
Thus, Balaram understood that all those boys and calves were only expansions of Krishna.
所以呢，巴拉拉玛就明白了，这所谓的男孩和牛犊们其实都是 Krishna 的扩展。
Balaram inquired from Krishna about the actual situation.
巴拉拉玛就向 Krishna 询问事实，真实的事实，真实的情况是什么。
He said, my dear Krishna, in the beginning I thought that all these cows, all these calves and cowherd boys were either great sages, saintly persons, or demigods.
那么他就说，我亲爱的 Krishna, 在一开始我以为这所有的牛犊和牧牛头们要不就是伟大的圣人，要不就是半神人。
But at present it appears that they are actually your expansions.
但是呢，现在看来他们事实上是你的扩展。
They are all you.
他们都是你。
You yourself are playing as the cows and boys.
是你自己在把自己扮演为这些牛犊和男孩子们。
What is the mystery of this situation?
这个情况到底是怎么发生的？
Where are those other cows and boys gone?
其他的牛犊和男孩子们到底去哪里了？
Why are you putting yourself as the boys?
你自己为什么要把自己扩展为这些牛犊和男孩们呢？
Will you kindly tell me what is the cause?
你可以仁慈地告诉我这原因是何在吗？
At the request of Balaram, Krishna briefly explained the whole situation.
那么在巴拉拉玛的请求之下呢， Krishna 就简短地解释了这一整个情况。
He explained how the calves and boys were stolen by Brahma, and how he was concealing the incident by expanding himself so people would not know that the original calves and boys were missing.
他就解释了这所谓的这些牛犊和男孩子们被主 Brahma 所偷去了，而 Krishna 呢就为了掩盖这一事实， 他就将自己扩展出来，这样的人们就不知道原初的这些牛犊和男孩子们其实已经不在。
While Krishna and Balaram were talking, Brahma returned after a moment's interval, according to the duration of his life.
那么当 Krishna 和 Balaram 在讲话的时候，主 Brahma 呢就是在他自己的这个寿命的这样一个寿命的期限当中的这么一小小的一刻之后，他就回来了。
We have information of Lord Brahma's duration of life from the Bhagavad Gita.
那么我们从博迦梵歌都知道了主 Brahma 的寿命。
1,000 times the duration of the four ages, or 1,000 times 4,320,000 years, constitute Brahma's 12 hours.
也就是说，四个年代乘以一千倍，或者说，432,000年乘以一千，就组成了主 Brahma 的十二个小时。
Similarly, one moment of Brahma's time is equal to 1 year of our solar calculation.
类似的，主 Brahma 的一刻。或者说一刻之间就等于我们这个太阳计算的一年。
After one moment of Brahma's calculation, Brahma went back to see the fun caused by his stealing boys and calves.
那么在主 Brahma 的这样一个计算的一刻之后呢，主 Brahma 就回到现场来看看他偷去男孩和牛犊们之后的这个好玩的景象。
But,He was also afraid that he was playing with fire.
但同时呢，他也害怕自己是在玩火。
Krishna was his master, and he had played mischief and fun by taking away his cows and boys.
Krishna 是他的主人，但是呢，他却调皮的来玩游戏，并且带走了他的牛犊 ，Krishna 的牛犊和男孩子们。
He was really anxious, so he did not stay away very long. Came back after a moment of his calculation.
事实上，他是非常焦虑的，所以呢，他并没有他离开时间并不长。那么，在他自己的这种时间计算当中，一刻片刻之后呢，他又回来了。
He saw that all the boys and calves were playing with Krishna in the same way as when they had come upon them. Although he was confident that he had taken them.And made them lie down asleep under the spell of his mystic power.
虽然说主 Brahma 他非常自信，自己已经把这所有的牛犊和男孩子们带走了，并且呢，凭着自己的神秘力量的这种力量呢，他就让他们都在那儿睡着了。但是呢，他却发现这所有的男孩和牛犊们一如既往的仍然在和 Krishna 一起玩耍。
Brahma began to think all the boys and calves were taken away by me, and no, they are still sleeping.
主 Brahma 就开始想到，这所有的男孩和牛犊们明明已经被我带走，而且我知道他们都在沉睡。
How is it that a similar batch of boys and calves is playing with Krishna?
怎么可能同样的一群孩子和牛犊们仍然在和 Krishna 玩耍呢？
Is it that they are not influenced by a mystic power?
难道他们不会受到我神秘力的影响吗？
Had they been playing continually for 1 year with Krishna?
难道这整整的一年他们都在和人继续在和 Krishna 玩耍吗？
Brahma tried to understand who they were and how they were uninfluenced by mystic power, but could not ascertain it.
主 Brahma 就开始想努力的想要去理解到底他们是谁。他们怎么不会受到他神秘力量的影响？但是他却想不出头绪来。
In other words, he himself came under the spell of his own mystic power.
换言之，他自己也陷入到了自己神秘力量的影响之下。
The influence of his mystic power appeared like snow in darkness or glowworm in the daytime.
他的神秘力量的影响看起来就好像黑暗当中的雪。或者白天的萤火虫。
During the night's darkness, the glowworm can show some glittering power, and the snow piled up on the top of a hill or on the ground can shine during the daytime.
在黑夜的黑暗当中，这个萤火虫可以展示它们一丁点的力量。堆在山顶的雪，或者堆在山顶或地上的雪，则能够在白天闪亮。
But at night, the snow has no silver glitter, nor does it warm have any illuminating power during the daytime.
但是呢，晚上的雪它却没有闪，没有这个功能。也就好像在白天的萤火虫也它的也失去了自己的这种闪这种光明的力量一样。
Similarly, one of the small mystic powers exhibited by Brahma was before the mystic power of Krishna. It was just like snow at night or a glowworm during day.
同样的，主 Brahma 的展示这些渺小的这些微小的玄秘力量，就好像。在相对于 Krishna 的玄秘力量，就好像黑夜的雪，或者说白天的萤火虫一样。
When a man of small mystic power wants to show potency in the presence of greater mystic power, he diminishes his own influence. He does not increase it.
当一个拥有微小的玄秘力量的人，相对于在他一个更为伟大的具有更为伟大的玄秘力量的人的面前的时候。它的这种影响是不断的减小而不会增加的。
Even such a great personal devotee as Brahma, when he wanted to show his mystic power before Krishna, became ludicrous.
即便像主 Brahma 这样一个伟大的人物，当他想在 Krishna 面前展示自己的玄秘力量的时候，他就变得微不足道。
Brahma was thus confused about his own mystic power.
所以呢，主 Brahma 就被对自己的玄秘力量受到了迷惑。感到迷惑不解。
In order to convince Brahma that all those chasm boys are not the original ones, chasm boys who were playing with Krishna transformed into Vishnu forms.
那么，为了说服主 Brahma， 这些在场的所有的这些牧牛童和牛犊们，并不是原初的牧牛童和牛犊，是这在场的所有的这些牧牛童和牛犊们，跟 Krishna 一起玩耍这些牧牛童和牛犊们，就将都。转化成了主 Vishnu 的形象。
Actually, the original ones were sleeping under the spell of Brahma's mystic power.
事实上，原初的这些牧牛和牛犊们都在主 Brahma 的玄秘力量的影响之下，在呼呼大睡。
But the present ones seen by Brahma were all the expanses of Krishna or Vishnu.
但是主 Brahma 看到的当场的这些在场的这些人呢，其实是主 Krishna 或者 Vishnu 即时的扩展。
Vishnu was the expansion of Krishna, so the Vishnu forms appear before Brahma.
那么 Vishnu 是 Krishna 的扩展，所以呢，这些 Vishnu 这些 Vishnu 的形象就出现在了主 Brahma 面前。
All the Vishnu forms were a bluish color and dressed in yellow garments.
所有的这些 Vishnu 的形象都是蓝颜色的，而且呢都穿着黄色的袍子。
All of them had four hands decorated with cloth discs, lotus flower, and conch shell.
这所有的 Vishnu 的形象都有四个手臂，而且都各自装饰着棒槌、神鼎、莲花和海螺。
On their heads were glittering golden helmets inlaid with jewels.
那么他们头上呢都戴着闪闪发光的。镶着珠宝、钻石的，是珠宝的这个金色头盔。
They were bedecked with pearls and earrings and garlanded with beautiful flowers.
那么他们都装饰着珍珠，还有耳环，他们的还带着这个有美丽的鲜花做成的花环。
On their chest was a mark of Shrivas.
那么他们的胸部呢，还有这个 Shrivata 的这个迹象标记。
Their arms were decorated with armlets and other jewelry, and their necks were just like conch shells.
他们的手臂上呢，还装饰着这个也是有盔甲，还有其他的珠宝，就这个、或者说还有这个手臂的这种装饰。那么他们的脖子呢，就好像是海螺。
Their legs were decorated with bells, their waists with golden belts, and their fingers with jeweled rings.
他们的腿上装饰着铃铛，他们的腰上有金色的皮带，而他们的手指上呢，则装着这有这个珠宝的指环或者戒指。
Brahma also saw that upon the whole body of each Lord Vishnu, from the lotus feet up to the top of the head,Fresh tulsi leaves and buds have been drawn.
主 Brahma 还看到这每一个主 Vishnu 整个的全身，从他的莲花足到他的头顶， 都有新鲜的 Tulasi 叶子，还有这个花瓣。嗯 ，Yes， 都被带走。
Another significant feature of the Vishnu forms was that all of them were looking transcendentally beautiful.
那么 Vishnu 的形象还有一个非常另外一个更重要的一个很重要的特征，那么就是他们都非常的超然的美丽。
Their smiling resembled the moonshine. Their glancing resembled the early rising of the sun.
他们的笑容就好像月光，他们的瞥视就好像初升的太阳。
Just by their glancing, they show themselves to be the creators and maintainers of the modes of ignorance and passion.
那么就通过他们的瞥视，他们就好像是创造者，他们就好像是情欲和愚昧形态的创造和维系者。
Vishnu represents the mode of goodness, Brahma represents the mode of passion, Lord Shiva represents the mode of ignorance.
主 Vishnu代表善良形态， Brahma 呢代表情欲形态，主 Shiva 呢代表愚昧形态。
Therefore, as maintainer of everything in the cosmic manifestation, Vishnu is also the creator and maintainer of Brahma and Lord Shiva.
所以呢，作为宇宙展示的一切的维系者，主 Brahma 呢，他也是主 Vishnu。也是主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 的创造和维系者。
After this manifestation of Lord Vishnu, Brahma saw that many other Brahmas and Shivas and demigods and even infinite living entities, down to ants and very small straws, movable and immovable living entities were dancing, surrounding Lord Vishnu.
那么在主 Vishnu 的这一展示之后呢？主 Brahma 就看到了还有很多其他的主 Brahma、Shiva 还有半神人，甚至所有的这甚至非常微不足道这些生物体，包括这些蚂蚁啊或者很小的这些稻草，所有的一切动的和不动的生物体都围着主 Vishnu 在舞蹈。
Their dancing was accompanied by various kinds of music, and all them were worshiping Vishnu.
那么他们的舞蹈呢，都同时呢也伴随着很多的各种各样的音乐，而他们所有人都在崇拜着 Vishnu。
Then I realized that all those Vishnu forms are completely mystic power, from the anima perfection of becoming small like an atom up to becoming infinite like the cosmic manifestation.
那么主 Brahma 就意识到 这所有的 Vishnu 的形象，他们的都具有完整的神秘力量。那么这个从Anima 完美到变得像原子般的微小，或者说像变得像宇宙展示那么庞大，那么无限无穷无尽。
All the mystic powers, Brahma, Shiva, and the demigods, and the 24 elements of cosmic manifestation were fully represented in the person of Vishnu.
主 Brahma、Shiva 以及所有的半神人，以及宇宙展示的24种元素的这些所有的玄秘力量，都在 Vishnu 身上得到了完全的展示。
By the influence of Lord Vishnu, all the subordinate mystic powers are engaged in his worship.
那么在主 Vishnu 的影响之下，这所有的从属的玄秘力量都被用来从事对他的崇拜。
Was being worshipped by time, space, the cosmic manifestation, desire, activity, and three qualities of material nature.
他就受到了时间、空间、宇宙展示、欲望、活动以及物质、自然三种品质的崇拜。
What additional Brahma also realized is the reservoir of all truth, knowledge, and bliss.
Brahma 也意识到主 Vishnu 事实上是所有真理、知识和喜乐的处所。
This is a combination of three transcendental features, namely eternity, knowledge, and bliss, and he is the object of worship by the followers of the Upanishads.
它是三种超然特征的结合，也就是三种这种超然的特征就是永恒知识和喜乐。而且呢，他是 Upanishad 的追随者的崇拜目标、崇拜对象。
Brahma realized that all the different forms of boys and calves transformed into Vishnu forms were not transformed by mysticism of the type that a yogi or demigod can display by specific powers vested in him.
那么主 Brahma 就意识到这所有的这些男孩子和牛犊们展示这展示的这些不同形象呢，就转化成了主 Vishnu 的形象，而这一切并不是由一个被主 Vishnu 所赋予一种特定力量的一个瑜伽士或者一个半神所能展示的那样一种神秘力量。这些半神，这些牛犊和牧牛童们转化成了 Vishnu Murti 或者 Vishnu 的形象，但是呢，这并不是 Vishnu Maya 的展示，而是 Vishnu 或者 Vishnu 能量的展示，而是 Vishnu 本人。
The respective qualifications of Vishnu and Vishnu Maya are just like fire and heat.
Vishnu 的各自的这些资格，或者说 Vishnu 和 Vishnu Maya 就好像火和热。
In the heat, there's a qualification of fire, and it's warm, and yet heat is not fire.
在这个热里面呢，又是火，其实是火的品质，也就是温暖。但是呢，热并不是火。
The manifestation of the Vishnu forms of the boys and calves was not like the heat, but was rather the fire. They were all actually Vishnu.
这些牧牛童以及牛犊们这些鱼的 Vishnu 形象的展示呢，并不像这个热，而是火本身，也就是说他们本身就是 Krishna， 主 Vishnu。
Factually, the qualification of Vishnu is full truth, full knowledge, and full bliss.
事实上 Vishnu 这些资格是完全的真理，完全的知识和完全的喜乐。
Another example can be given with material objects which are reflected in many, many forms
这里还可以用一个物质的物体来举另外一个例子，它呢是这个物质的物体可以被折射为很多很多的形象。
For example, the sun is reflected in many water pots, but the reflections of the sun in the many pots are not actually the sun.
就举个例子说，这个太阳它会折射在很多的这个水泡泡里面，但是呢，这个太阳的展示。在这水当中的这些展示并不是太阳本身。
There is no actual heat or light from the suns in the pots, although they appear like the sun.
虽然说这些罐子里面的这些太阳看起来像是太阳，但是呢，它们里面并没有光和热。
But the forms which Krishna assumed were each and every one full of Vishnu.
但是呢 ，Krishna 的这些形象呢？Krishna 展示的这些形象，每一个形象都是完整的 Vishnu。
The specific word in this connection is Sakya Jnana Ananda。
在这里用到的这个单词呢，叫做 Satya Jnana Ananda。
One word.、
Yeah?
Satya means truth.
Satya 的意思是真理。
Jnana means full knowledge.
Jnana 意思是完整的知识。
Ananta, unlimited.
Ananta 的意思是无限的。
And Ananda, full bliss.
Ananda 呢，就是完全的喜乐。
The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are so great that the impersonalistic followers of the Upanishads cannot reach the platform knowledge to understand them.
至尊人格守神的荣耀是如此的伟大，以甚至乌帕尼夏这些非人格追随者都没办法处在他们的这个知识层面能理解他们。
Especially the transcendental forms of the Lord are beyond the reach of the impersonalists.
事实上，这些非人格主义者是远远不能真打主的这个超人形象。
They only understand through studying the Upanishads.That the absolute truth does not matter, or he is not materially restricted.
那么他们通过去研习这些 Upanishad， 唯一能理解的是绝对真理不是物质，或者说不受到物质的限制。
From Krishna's expansion into Vishnu forms, Lord Brahma could understand by his limited potency that everything movable and immovable within the cosmic manifestation is existing due to the expansion of the energy of the Supreme Lord.
那么主 Brahma 呢，就通过 Krishna 将自己扩展为这个 Vishnu 的形象，他就能够明白，通过他就通过他有限的能力呢，明白到这宇宙展示当中存在的一切动与不动的事物之所以存在，都是由至尊主的能量的扩展而导致的。
When Brahma was just standing baffled in his limited power and consciousness of his limited activities within the 11 senses, he could realize that he was also a creation of mature energy, just like a puppet.
那么当主 Brahma 就站在那里惊得目瞪口呆，他的这种有限的力量而目瞪口呆的时候，他就意识到自己在11个感官当中这些有限的活动，而且他就觉悟到自己也不过是物质能量的一个创造而已，就好像他是一个木偶一样。
As a puppet has no independent power to dance, it dances according to the direction of the puppet master. So the demigods and living entities are all subordinate to the Supreme Personality of God.
就好像一个木偶，他并没有独立的舞蹈的能力，他只能通过一个演木偶的，就是控制木偶的主人的这种指导而舞蹈而起舞。所以呢，这些半神人以及商务体完全都是从属于至尊人格所生的。
As it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the only master is Krishna and all others are his servants.
这就好像 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面所说到的，唯一的主人是 Krishna, 其他的人都是仆人。
The whole world is under the waves of material spell, and beings are floating like straws in water.
整个世界都是受到物质能量的这个影响，物质都在这个波，都是在这个物质能量影响的这个波浪之中，而所有的一切就好像是水中的这个大草一样在浮动，就是在漂浮着。
So the struggle for existence is continuing.
所以呢，他们在继续挣扎求存。
But as soon as one becomes conscious that he is eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of God,This Maya or illusory struggle for existence immediately stops.
但是呢，一当他们觉察到自己是至尊人格所生永恒的仆人，这一个 Maya 也就是说虚幻的挣扎求存，立即就得到了制止，立即就停止了。
Lord Brahma, who has full control over the goddess of learning and who is considered to be the best authority in Vedic knowledge, was thus perplexed.
对，能够完全控制这个学问女神的主 Brahma, 也就是她呢，同时呢也被认为是伟大知识的最好的权威，现在却充满了迷惑。
He was unable to understand the extraordinary power manifested by the person.
他无法理解至尊人格守神展示的这不同寻常的力量。
In the mundane world, even a personality like Brahma is unable to understand the mystic power of the Supreme Lord.
在这个世俗的世界当中，连主 Brahma 这样的人也无法理解至尊主的玄的力量。
Not only did Brahma fail to understand, but he was perplexed even to see the display which is being manifested by Krishna for him.
主 Brahma 不仅仅不能理解，甚至当他看到Krishna 当着他的面展示的这一切，他也是仍然是迷惑不解。那么 Krishna 就开始对这个主 Brahma 展示了他的怜悯，因为这个时候主 Brahma 甚至都无法看到他这个主 Krishna 将自己扮演自己展示的这样一个 Vishnu 的形象，并且把自己扩展为或者转化为这些木牛童和牛犊们。
While fully manifesting the Vishnu expansions, he suddenly pulls curtain of yoga maya over the scene.
那么这个是当他在同完全展示的 Vishnu 的扩展的时候呢，他又突然将这个 Yoga Maya 的这个帘子盖住了整个的景象。
The Bhagavad Gita has said that the Supreme Personality of God is not visible due to the curtain spread by Yoga Maya.
那么在佛家梵歌里面说到至尊人格守神，因为这个 Yoga Maya 铺开了这个帘子，所以人们是看不到至尊人格守神的。
That which covers the reality is Mahamaya, or the external energy, which does not allow conditioned soul to understand the Supreme Personality of God on the cosmic manifestation.
那个覆盖真实、覆盖这个现实的是 Mahamaya, 或者说是外在能量。那么这个外在能量呢，并不，它不会允许一个受条件限制的灵魂去理解。至尊人格守神超越了宇宙展示。
But the energy which partially manifests the Supreme Personality of God and partially does not allow one to see is called Yoga Maya.
但是呢，这个它一部分展示至尊人格守神，一部分呢又不允许它被看见的这样一个能量呢，就叫做 Yoga Maya。
Brahma is not an ordinary conditioned soul.
Brahma 并不是一个普通的受条件限制的灵魂。
He is far, far superior to all the other demigods, and yet he could not comprehend the display of the Supreme Personality of God.
他是远远超越了，远远高于任何其他的半身人的。但是呢，但尽管如此，他却无法理解至尊人格守神的这一展示。
Therefore, Krishna willingly stopped manifesting any further potency.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就自愿停止了展示更多的或者更深的这个能量。
The conditioned soul not only becomes bewildered, but is completely unable to understand.
这受条件限制灵魂不仅仅是被迷惑了，而且他们完全无法理解。
The curve beyond my drawn so that Brahma would not become more and more perplexed.
那么 Yoga Maya 的这个帘子就被分开了，这样呢，Brahma 就不会越来越受迷惑。
When Brahma was relieved of his perplexity, he appeared to awaken from an almost dead state, and he began to open his eyes with great difficulty.
那么当 Brahma 从这个迷惑当中受到缓解。之后呢，他看起来就好像从一个死亡处境当中苏醒过来一样，然后他就非常艰难地睁开了眼睛。
Thus he could see the external cosmic manifestation with competent eyes.
这样呢，他就能用普通的眼睛看到了外在宇宙展示。
He saw all around him the super excellent view of Vrindavan, full of trees, which is the source of life for all living entities.
他就看到周围都是 Vrindavan 这些绝妙的景象，到处都充满了树，而这一切呢是所有生物体的生命的源头。
You can appreciate the transcendental land of Vrindavan, where all the living entities are transcendental to ordinary nature.
他就能够去欣赏 Vrindavan 的超然，这一片超然的土地，而这里所有的生物体都是完全超越于普通的自然的。
In the forests of Vrindavan, even ferocious animals like tigers live peacefully along with the dear human beings.
在 Vrindavan 森林里面，即便那些凶猛的野兽，就比如说老虎，也能够和小鹿和人类和平共处。
He can understand that because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of God, Vrindavan is transcendental to all other places and is free of lust and greed.
那么他就能够理解，因为至尊人格守神的临在。Vrindavan 超越于其他所有的地方，而且是免除私欲和贪婪的。
Brahma thus found Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, playing the part of a small cowherd boy.
于是呢，这 Brahma 就能够看到 Sri Krishna 至尊人格守神 Sri Krishna 在扮演一个小小的牧牛童男孩的角色。
He saw a little child with a lump of food in his left hand.Searching out his friends and calves, just as he had actually been doing 1 year before after their disappearance.
他就看到这个小男孩左手里面还捧着一把食物在，就好像在一年前 他们这个木牛童他的朋友们和牛犊们消失之后一样，他现在在寻找着他，他似乎是在寻找他们。
Immediately, Brahma descended from his great wand carrier and fell down before the Lord just like a golden stick.
主 Brahma 立即就好像一个金色的棍子一样，从他的这个巨大的这个巨大的天鹅坐骑上面下来，拜倒在主面前。
The word used among the Vaishnavas for offering respect is dandavat.
那么 Vaishnava 所用的这样一个致敬的词语叫做 dandavat。
This word means falling down like a stick.
这个单词的意思是像一个棍子一样倒了下来。
One should offer respect to the superior Vaishnava by falling down straight with his body just like a stick.
一个人应该向一位更高的 Vaishnava 致敬，他应该倒直直的倒下来，他的身体就好像一根棍子。
So Brahma fell down before the Lord just like a stick to offer respect.
所以呢，主 Brahma 就好像一根棍子一样拜倒在主面前向他致敬。
And because the complexion of Brahma is golden, he appeared to be like a golden stick lying down before Lord Krishna.
那么因为主 Brahma 的肤色是金色的，所以呢，他躺在 Krishna 主 Krishna 面前就好像一根金色的棍子。
All the four helmets on the heads of Brahma touch the lotus feet of Krishna.
那么主 Brahma 的四个头戴着头盔的头都来触碰主 Krishna 的莲花足。
Brahma being very joyful began to shed tears and he washed the lotus feet of Krishna with his tears.
那么主 Brahma 他就喜乐的，他就在非常喜乐的状况就开始流泪，然后呢，他用这些泪水来洗着主 Krishna 的莲花足。
Repeatedly, he fell and rose as he recalled the wonderful activities of Krishna.
那么当他回忆着 Krishna 这些奇妙的活动的时候，他就不断的起来又倒下，起来又倒下。
After repeating obeisances for a long time, Brahma stood up and smeared his hands over his head, over his eyes.
那么，主 Brahma 当他这样不断的顶拜很长时间之后，最后他站了起来。并且用手去揉擦他的双眼。
Seeing the Lord before him, he trembled, began to offer prayers with great respect, humility, and attention.
那么他呢？他看到主就在他的面前，他就全身颤抖。他带着巨大的尊敬、谦卑和专注，开始向主供奉祈祷、供奉祷文。
That ends the chapter.
那么这一章就到此结束了。
There are some points that Srila Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur makes about his pastime.
就这一个相应时光呢，是呢 Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur 做了一些解释。
The first point he makes is that pure devotees, they thirst to hear and chant about Krishna.
那么他讲的第一点呢，就是这些纯粹的奉献者，他们就喜欢去听主 Krishna 的聆听和 Krishna 和唱诵 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So this can be a barometer for how much we have advanced in Krishna consciousness.
这可以是衡量我们在 Krishna 知觉当中进步的这样一个标准。
The more we are gaining a desire to hear and chant about Krishna, this is proof that we are making advancement.
如果我们非常渴望去聆听和唱诵 Krishna 的逍遥时光的话，那么这就意味着我们在 Krishna 当中取得了进步。
And if we are not giving that desire, then we are doing something wrong.
如果没有这样的愿望的话，这就意味着我们有问题。
But the solution is very simple.
但是它的解决方法非常简单。
We simply have to seek out the association of pure devotees and hear and chant in their association.
我们唯一需要做的就是去寻找纯粹奉献者的联谊，并且去在他们的联谊当中去聆听和唱诵。
Another point that he makes is that Krishna and the coward boys would taste one another's food and laugh.
另外一点呢，讲的就是 Krishna 和这些牧牛童们，他们一边在他们在笑着品尝他们的食物。
So Krishna, he enjoys this.Much more than being worshipped in the mood of Aishwarya.
那么 Krishna 享受跟他们同伴的这样的一种这样一种活动，是远远超越于这处在 Vaishnava 的这个处在敬畏心态的这种崇拜的这种心态。
Sometimes one cowherd boy will snatch a sweet ball from Krishna's play and pop it in his mouth.
有的时候，这一牧牛同胞会从 Krishna 会从盘会从 Krishna 的盘子里面，抓了一个甜奶球扔进自己的嘴里。
Sometimes Krishna will snatch a sweet ball from one of his friends' play and pop it in his mouth.
有的时候呢 ，Krishna 又会从他的牧牛同朋友的盘子里面抓起一个甜奶球，又放进自己嘴里。
So in this way, there are so many loving exchanges in the mood of friendship.
所以呢，处在这样一个朋友的心态当中呢，他们有很多的爱的交流。
The coward boys don't know Krishna is; they only know that he is their most lovable object of affection.
那么这些牧牛童并不知道 Krishna 真实的身份，他们唯一知道的 Krishna 就是他们爱的目标。
Another point is Krishna knew right from the beginning where cows were.
还有一点呢，其实 Krishna 在一开始就知道他们这些牧牛童和牧牛和这些牛犊在哪里。
There's no question of him not knowing. He knows everything.
Krishna 不可能不知道的，他是无所不知的。
So Krishna had some purposes to fulfill.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他是他有要实现的目的的。
And Vishwanath Chakravarti describes the first purpose was to bewilder Balaram.
那么 Vishwanath Chakravarti 描述的他的第一个目标呢，第一个目的呢，就是要去迷惑 Balarama.
Because even though Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna, still Krishna has his own unique position.
因为虽然说主 Balaram 是 Krishna 第一个扩展，但是 Krishna 仍然有着他独特的地位。
So he chose this particular pastime to bewilder Balaram.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就选择这一个特定的逍遥时光，把连主 Balarama 也给迷惑了。
Another reason was that he wanted to fulfill the desire of the gopis and gopis to have Krishna as their son.
另外一个呢，就是他想要去实现这些牧牛童和牧牛女牧牛郎和牧牛女。想要接受 Krishna 为他们的儿子的这样一个愿望。
Actually, everyone in Vrindavan wanted to have Krishna as their son.
事实上 ，Vrindavan 的每一个居民都想要 Krishna 作为他们的儿子。
So Krishna used this pastime to fulfill that desire.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就利用这样一个逍遥时光去实现他们的愿望。
Because as he expanded himself into all the covered boys, they all got.All the gopis and gopis got this opportunity to have Krishna as their very own son.
那么这样他就他就借这样一个机会把自己扩展为所谓的牧牛童和这些牛犊们，这样呢，他们就这样的所谓的牧牛女和牧牛郎们就能够让 Krishna 作为他们的儿子。
Another reason is he wanted to bewilder Brahman, show him thousands of forms of Vasudeva.
另外一点呢，就是他想去迷惑主 Brahma， 并且向他展示成千上万的 Vasudeva 的形象。
He wants to show Brahma that, that even with all of his great knowledge, great intelligence, that even he can be bewildered.
他想向他展示，连主 Brahma 这样具有很多的非常博学并且非常聪明的人，也会受到迷惑。
Want to speak of us?
更不要说我们了。
Well, the last point he makes is that Yoga Maya's potency, again and again, it keeps arranging various aspects of these pastimes to be played out.
那么还有一点呢，就是这个 Yoga Maya 它就不断不断的展示它的能量，这样呢，让整个逍遥时光能够在各个方面都能展示出来。
So in the same way that Maya in the material world to us. In the spiritual realm, Yoga Maya puts a type of a covering over the inhabitants of Braj so that they can have these loving relationships with Krishna without any limits.
那么还有一点就是这个在这个文档这个灵性事件这个 Yoga Maya 就拉上他的帘子，这样的文档这所有的居民都被迷惑，都没法看到 Krishna 的真实形象真实身份。
So that ends Vishnu Chakravartita's comments.
那么 Vishnu Chakravartita Court Vishnu Chakravartita Court 的这个评论就到此结束。
Now I have a few thoughts of my own in this past time.
那么通过这个上时光呢，我还有几个想法。
One thing is that we see here a contrast between the sweetness of Madhurya and the opulence of Aishwarya.
那么这一个一点呢，就是我们看到了 Madhurya 的甜美以及 Aishwarya 的这种富裕的他们之间的对比。
In Vrindavan, it is created by Madhurya or sweetness.
那么在 Vrindavan 它充满的是Madhurya 或者是甜美。
And when Krishna is in Prakriti, for example, it is very much overshadowed by Aishwarya.
但是呢，就比如说在Dwarka, 那么 Krishna 在很大程度上就展示的是他的 Aishwarya, 就是他富裕的品质。
So Vrindavan is very special.
所以 Vrindavan 非常特别。
And even Brahma was appreciating this in his pastime.
甚至在这个下午时光当中，连主 Brahma 也在欣赏着这一切。
He could see just how special a place Vrindavan is.
他能够看到 Vrindavan 是一个多么特别的地方。
Another point I thought of is that which Prabhupada makes in the pastime that Krishna never becomes dry or old like material subjects.
那么还有一点呢，就是我们可以看到 Krishna 这个主题永远也不会像任何的物质主题那样变得枯燥无味。
This is the difference between matter and spirit.
这就是物质和灵性的区别。
Any mundane type of pastime soon becomes dry and becomes boring.
任何的物质的活动，它们很快都会变得枯燥，变得无味。
Even it may be very interesting initially, soon it loses its flavor and we have no interest in it.
即便一件看似非常有趣的事情，一开始可能会比较有趣，但是很快就会失去它的味道。
But we can go on hearing these pastimes of Krishna again and again and again. And the more that we hear them, the more we become enlightened.
但是呢，我们可以不断的去聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光，而且呢，我们越听，我们会越是充满活力。
The pure devotee never thinks, I've heard this pastime of Lord Brahma stealing the boys and the cows. I've heard it so many times. It's boring.
一个纯粹奉献者永远也不会心想啊，我已经听到过 Krishna 这个主 Brahma 偷走牧牛童和牛犊这个逍遥时光了，哎，我不要再听了，这个让人真是非常让人厌倦。
No, we relish it.
相反，这个纯粹奉献者会欣赏这个逍遥。
Just like we see in the cover or the insert, the illustration pages.In the cover of the Bhagavatam, we see that Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Pariksit.
就像在圣典博迦瓦坛一开始，我们看到这个 Sukadeva Goswami 在向 Maharaj Pariksit 讲话。
And in the audience are Vyasadeva and Narada Muni and so many great souls.
那么当场的这个。听众的有像 Vyasadeva 和 Narada Muni 这样很多的伟大的圣者。
Now they already self-realized.
他们都已经是自我觉悟了。
So when I ask, why are they there?
所以呢，人们就可能会问，他们为什么会在场呢？
They've certainly heard the same subject matter before.
他们之前肯定已经听到过这个主题了。
But they are coming to hear it.From the lips of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, so they can relish it.
但是呢他们却仍然到了这里来去聆听 Sukadeva Goswami 的讲述，这样呢他们能够更好的去欣赏这个小这些逍遥这一切。
They have certainly heard it, they have spoken it before, but again, they want to hear it.
他们肯定在以前已经听到过这一切了，但是他们又再次来到，再次聆听。
So this should be our goal.
所以呢，这应该是我们的目标。
That we should gain such a taste.
我们应该希望能培养起这种品味。
Always.Here, chant, Lord is the Lord.
不断的去聆听和唱诵主的荣耀。
Another point is that the Prabhupada brings out is that it's the duty of the spiritual master to reveal confidential information to the inquisitive and sincere disciple.
那么他还提到另外一点，一个就是一个灵性导师的责任，就是要把这些机密的主题揭示给自己的这好奇的门徒。真诚的门徒。
Excuse me. So we see that the spiritual master, he wants to give transcendental knowledge to those who are visited and dare to receive it.
所以呢，我们就可以看到一个灵性导师，他非常渴望，把这个超人的主题揭示给那些渴望去聆听的这个门徒，好奇的门徒。
But he will only reveal it to those who are actually sincere.
但是呢，他只会把这个揭示给那些真正真诚的奉献者。
Bhagavad Gita says that there must be three qualifications for a disciple.
佛家梵歌说，一个门徒应该具备至少三个品质，三个资格。
He should be sincere.
他应该真诚。
Inquisitive.
应该好奇，好奇。
And ready to offer service.
并且呢，随时准备服务。
And if he's in that mood, then he qualifies himself to actually hear and absorb what the spiritual master has to teach.
那么，当他这样处在这样的心态当中呢，他就准备好了去聆听或者去接受一个灵性导师愿意要准备教导给他的知识。
So all of us should aspire to become such sincere disciples.
所以呢，我们所有人都应该努力的成为这样的真诚的门徒。
Now, another point the Prabhupada makes is that fear personified is afraid of Krishna.
那 Prabhupada 还讲到另外一点呢，就是恐惧的人格代表也会害怕 Krishna。
So what this means is that if we cry out sincerely for Krishna, fear can never touch us.
那么他的意思呢，就是说如果我们非常真诚的去服务 Krishna 的话。那么恐惧永远也不能触碰我们，也就是我们永远也不会恐惧。
Everybody in the material world is afraid of something.
在物质世界的每一个人，他都会有所畏惧。
But no matter what it is, how difficult it may be, how fearful it may be, it can never touch us if we actually sincerely cry out for Krishna.
但是呢，不管它是什么，不管是多困难，不管我们的恐惧有，不管这个恐惧有多大，一个真诚的服务 Krishna 的奉献者，永远也不会受到他的迷惑。
Krishna will always protect us.
Krishna 会一直保护他。
Another point is that if even Lord Brahma can become bewildered, what?
那么还有一点呢，就是说连主 Brahma 都会受到迷惑，那更不要说我们了。
We should be very, very careful.
我们应该非常的小心。
We should never be overconfident or proud of our advancement.
About our advancement, 我们永远也不会以自己的认为自己非常的进步而骄傲。
You may think we have advanced beyond the level of being allured or attracted by material energy.
我们可能会以为自己已经很进步了，已经完完全全超越，不再会受到物质事物的诱惑了。
We should never think like that.
我们永远也不应该这样想。
Because As soon as we think like that, Maya will capture us.
因为一当我们这样想的话 ，Maya 立即就会把我们抓住。
Pavlochardis once, by his own illustration, he said, "I am afraid of Maya, but you are not."
他就有一次以自己亲身的例子教导了我们。他就有一次他说，我害怕 Maya， 但是你们不怕。
This is Krishna's pure devotee teaching us.
这就是 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者在这样教导我们。
That we should be, you know, very respectful of the power that Maya has.
我们应该对 Maya 的力量保持巨大的尊敬。
We should know that unless we actually take shelter of Krishna.We will never be able to defeat Maya.
我们应该知道，除非我们完全脱离 Krishna， 否则我们永远也无法击败 Maya.
The last point is that we find mentioned also in this pastime that mundane people they tend to be oppressed by material powers.
最后一点呢，就是说要理解，就是这个世俗的人们，他们是无法用这个玄魅力量。
We find that someone can demonstrate or exhibit some mystic power that they get so many powers.
They get so many powers.
No, the people, some of these, the persons who have some mystic powers, they can get so many followers.
Oh, 有一些有很多的拥有很多玄秘力量的人，他们会获得很多的追随者。
Because people are easily impressed by some magic tricks.
因为人们非常容易就被那些这是就比如说魔术啊或者各种各样的力量所迷惑，或者说，哎呀，迷惑。
But we learn in this pastime that Krishna has so much more.
但是呢，在通过这样一个小事故，我们都看得出来 ，Krishna 的玄秘力量是远远超过这一切的。
He can be world, or even the topmost personality of this universe, Lord Brahma.
他甚至能够迷惑这个宇宙当中最高的人物，也就是主 Brahma。
So he is the master of all mysteries.
所以呢，他是所有玄秘家的主之主，玄秘大师。
So Prabhupada he says in the introduction to Krishna book that one is looking for great power to hear about.Powerful personalities, then one should simply hear about Krishna.
所以呢，爸爸就在这个 Krishna book 的这个介绍里面，他就讲到，如果一个人真的想去寻找玄的力量的话，那么他们就应该去找 Krishna.
So we should tell people like that.
我们就应该跟人们这样说。
When they say that such and such person can do this, or such person can do that, we should say, "Oh, Krishna.He can do so much more than that.
有的人可能说某某某可以做这个，某某某可以做那个，那我们就可以说 Krishna 可以做的远远比这些更多。
Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill when he was only 70 years old, and he balanced it on the small pier in his left hand.
Krishna 刚刚在七岁的时候就举起哥瓦丹的山，并且能够用他左手的小手指能够把它一直保持平衡七天七夜。
And his flute.
同时呢，还在吹着笛子。
And he was enjoying the company of all the inhabitants of Braj.
同时呢，他在享受着 Braj 所有居民的陪伴。
So, Krishna, has everything.
所以呢 ，Krishna 拥有一切。
And one who knows about Krishna knows everything.
一个人如果他knows Krishna， 他如果知道
One knows Krishna knows everything.
Yeah， 如果人知道 Krishna， 他就知道一切。
Then one last point is about Dandavats.
另外最后一点呢，就是 Dandavats.
We heard in the past that Dandavat means offering or falling flat like a stick before superiors.
那我们最听到的 Dandavat 的意思呢，就是在一个长者面前呢，像个棍子一样倒在地上向他致敬。
So this is something we learn in our practice of Krishna consciousness.
那么这是在我们修习 Krishna 知觉过程当中所学习到的。
That we offer dandavats to our spiritual master, or we offer dandavats to the deities.
我们会向灵性导师或者向神像做 dandavat 顶拜。
We offer dandavats in holy places.
我们会向圣地举行 dandavat 顶拜。
The thing is that the Vaishnava etiquette is that for men, they offer dandavats. They fall flat.
但是在 Vaishnava 礼仪当中，只有男子可以这样以这样一种 dandava 的方式顶拜。
But the Vaishnava etiquette is that the women only offer half; they do not offer full dandava.
但在 Vaishnava 礼仪当中，作为女子，她们只是一半，而不会做完整，就是不是做完整的 dandava 顶拜。
This is just an aspect of Vaishnava etiquette.
就是 Vaishnava 礼仪的一部分。
I sometimes see new devotees, Matajis, they will offer dandavats.
有的时候呢，我会看到一些女奉献者，那些 Mataji 们，他们也会有做这个 dandava 顶拜。
But that is not correct.
但这是不正确的。
So they have to follow the codes of Vaishnava etiquette.
所以呢，他们应该遵守 Vaishnava 礼仪。
So I will end with that.
那么我就到此结束，讲到这里了。
This has been quite long today.
今天这堂课挺长的。
The past time was a bit long.
这个逍遥时光比较长。
So, I've really broken the rule.
所以呢，我真的又打破了规则。
Sorry that you had to bear with me for an hour and a half.
很抱歉大家要忍受我一个半小时。
I'll try to keep it to 1 hour.
我会尽量保持一个小时的。
But I won't promise.
I won't promise. 但是我不会。
I will not.
但是我可不会做承诺。
Because I might have to break my promise.
因为有可能我还得打破自己的这个承诺。
See what Krishna wants.
你看看 Krishna 愿望是什么。
So again, we thank.Gopi Gita Mataji for excellent translation.
再次感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
And thank Sakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu for facilitating the lecture.
也感谢 Sakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu 协助我们这堂讲课。
And we thank all of you, the listeners, for which we have spoken something about Srila Krishna, about Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book.
我们也感谢在所有的聆听者，让我们能够一起来讲述是 Prabhupada 的 Krishna book.
Krishna willing, may we meet again soon.
如 Krishna 愿意的话，让我们很快再见。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 感谢大家的聆听，我们今天的播音到此结束。